The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
I'm going to lean toward the Spurs just because they seem to be a bit deeper, especially when they have the ability to hit three-point shots with a little bit more regularity. And we still don't know. You know, it could just be one strain for Ibaka, you know, one little twist, and he's back on the bench. Kind of thing. So right now I lean towards the Spurs, but Oklahoma City, if they're going to keep that up and be able to shut San Antonio down, that's a tough matchup as well.
Is that Obama or Obaka? Yes, it was Obaka. That's the number 10 item. Actually, it starts off, the countdown starts off with Jeff Zilgit, who is from USA Today, and an interview on a sports talk radio program. His predictions for the NBA and the playoff season. Sports talk radio, including the NBA, the NHL, the baseball situation, who's on first, as it were, and the Donald Sterling thing. Number 10, in a general manner of speaking, on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hello. Doug Steffen here with our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, our weekly countdown in this hour, for everything that brings us through Friday, May 30th broadcast. Looking, listening, talking about the top 10 talk radio topics. Folks at Talkers Magazine, which is inside talkers.com, and Talkers Radio is there, Talkers Television. A lot of interesting radio programs in there. You might want to check that out as you listen to some of the regular things. There are some things in there that are unusual and unique. That's what we're striving for, uniqueness. And as this unique countdown gets underway, number 10, NBA playoffs, sports talk radio. Hello.
Let's get number nine.
Number nine. Midterm primaries and who's on first for the presidential race of 2016. Here's a radio host, Jimmy Cefalo, talking to Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida about when we might officially hear if Mrs. Clinton is going to run for president.
Is it too early? I guess it's not, because it's politics as usual in America. They talk about the 2016 presidential campaign. And on the Democratic side, it seems that a lot of people are just a foregone conclusion that it would be Hillary Clinton as your standard bearer. Do you feel the same way?
Well, you know, Jimmy, as the chair of the Democratic National Committee, it'll be my job to neutrally and credibly manage our primary process. And so I, you know, don't take a position in the primary. And so, you know, what I know, having, been close supporter of Secretary Clinton's in the past, I was a national co-chair for her presidential campaign in 2008, is that she is taking some well-deserved time to rest. Now she's, about to launch her newest book, and will be, going through a book tour, and has been very involved in the charities and issues about which she's passionate. And she's going to make a decision about that, either late this year or probably early next year, if I were hazarding an educated guess.
Right. As the head of the DNC, you've got an important role, too, in deciding where the Democratic convention will
yes.
be. Will it be in the state of Florida?
You know, we have that's also a process that I have to neutrally and credibly manage. And so since the recommendation ultimately comes to me as the chair of the DNC, we will be accepting requests for proposal in June from cities across the country. And I know we'll have a technical advisory committee that will review those proposals and ultimately make a recommendation. So
right.
We'll see.
Is South Florida one that you
Miami
expect?
Is, Miami has expressed interest in
Good.
Submitting a request for proposal, as has Orlando.
Number 8.
All right, man, we started off with a pretty good load of blarney there, right? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so from number 9, politics, to number 8, the continuing focus on Russian aggression. Here's Taco Scott Sands with Senator Rob Portman of Ohio. They discussed Portman's trips to the Ukraine during the elections that were held there last weekend.
Tell me about your trip to the Ukraine. You were there during their voting last weekend. That must have been an interesting experience.
Yeah, it was, Scott. We got a bunch of Ukrainian Americans here in Ohio, big community in Cleveland. They come to me about a year ago and said, you know, something's really wrong there. This is with the old administration that was a Russian-backed administration in Ukraine. The guy who was there was really leaning more and more toward Russia, and he was facing some demonstrations, and peaceful demonstrators, you know, were being oppressed by his police and his military. That led to this uprising late last year and early this year. And in turn, that guy got kicked out. New government came in on an interim basis. And finally, just this past weekend, there was a vote on Sunday for a new president. So I was there as an election monitor. I was one of 62 parliamentarians from around the world who went there to say, hey, let's be sure this is a fair and free election so the new government has legitimacy.
Did I hear him refer to himself as a parliamentarian? Did I hear that? Interesting way of talking about yourself if you are a legislator or a parliamentarian. Huh. Well, I'm sure we'll get a comment on that. By the way, comments are invited in any number of ways here on the Talk Radio Review, 888-302-3684. Should you want to talk about one of these items quickly as we're making reference to them, email to Doug at DougStephan.com, or you can send along your comments, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The number is 7 item of the week as we count down from number 10 to number 1 up next here on our countdown.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on Earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastleigh farm. Just go to DougStephan.com and click on BuzzBox.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special financing is available. But hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows their BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
Number 7.
I know a lot of people find this program to be something they don't want to miss each week. It's sort of a habit, and that's not bad. Number 7 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Memorial Day. combination of things. Actually, sometimes there are ties, and the celebration of Memorial Day is tied with the story of that Marine being held in Mexico. Let's start out with military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle talking about Memorial Day, what it means to him, with talk host Steve Sommers.
First of all, thank you so much for your service to our country. It's a day of respect and remembrance. Sometimes it gets lost because people think it's the beginning of summer and it's time to have fun and have food festivals and go swimming. But again, I have a very humbled respect and remembrance. Thanks to you and everybody who has served.
I certainly appreciate that. You don't hear that too often.
You've had to, in your military career, actually write letters of condolences to families and family members because of a death of their sons or daughters killed in action or killed in the line of duty. I'm sure that has been difficult at times.
That weighs on your mind this time of the year. Of course, that was when I was in Vietnam, and many of my troops on the station in the combat zone along Cambodian border were blown up one day with rocket rounds from the enemy, the Viet Cong. And, of course, when that happens, you sit down and survey their belongings and write letters of condolence to their families. And that was probably one of the most horrible events that I've had to do in my military career.
Yeah, but in the past, everybody knew what that gold star flag hanging in the window meant, especially on this type of day.
That's right. During World War II, 1941 to 45, many thousands of people received notices by Western Union. Today, however, Steve, they send an officer or two out to the family of the deceased killed in combat, notify them of their death. And, of course, today, if we listen to some of those war stories of those who survived the Great War, there are a few of those around today. Mm. And, of course, those who have performed combat duty in present wars, we learn a lot about the rigors of combat.
All right, so that's Colonel Dean Smittle, focused on Memorial Day, tied at number 7, the story of the Marine who's being held on a weapons charge in Mexico, courtesy of host Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft, talking to the mother of the Marine who is being held.
We all saw a video of your son looking gaunt in this gray prison T-shirt. Have you had a chance to see him other than this yesterday? And what's your reaction to all this?
Well, I saw him once when he was in La Mesa Penitentiary, and I saw him once at El Hongo Penitentiary approximately about 12 days ago. So, you know, physically he's definitely undergoing some change, and of course mentally it's been just extremely excruciating since April 1st.
One of his friends, a gentleman named Mark Podlaski, was on with Greta Van Susteren on Fox yesterday, and said that according to apparently a conversation he had with your son, that he has been beaten. He was chained to a bed for so long that when they finally released him at the end of 4 weeks, he couldn't even walk because of a muscle atrophy, and that he compared the situation your son is enduring to being like a POW.
That would probably be an accurate metaphor. I know that he explains it as a worse situation than he ever experienced in Afghanistan, his two tours of duty.
John Kerry has made some kind of generic statements about your son's case. Duncan Hunter, a congressman from California, was the one who I think actually released the 911 call that your son made before he was taken into custody. Are you in conversations with any members of the State Department or congressmen that are trying to work with Mexican authorities to address this matter?
Well, definitely Representative Duncan Hunter, he's leading the charge. So ever since early on. I think ever since actually the publication broke May 1st through the first article, Representative Duncan Hunter reached out to me, and so daily we talk because he's continuing to advocate. I know that he said he was taking something to the House floor this week, and he's written multiple letters to Secretary of State John Kerry. And I do know that John Kerry did, Secretary of State, did raise the issue on May 21st while he was in Mexico, so that was promising.
Up next on the countdown, you'll hear a discussion of the number 6 issue as we move our way from number 10 to number 1 here.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six on the countdown this week happens to coincide with the end of the nation's longest war. President Obama outlining his vision this week for U.S. foreign policy that is skeptical of new military engagements and prepared to juggle high-tech threats, rising regional powers, and terrorist hotspots. White House had touted the speech as a major foreign policy address, but the president didn't outline a sweeping doctrine or a new set of policy goals. Instead, he mounted a forceful defense of the mostly minimalist multilateral policies he followed overseas since he took office. He said U.S. military action cannot be the only or even primary component of our leadership in every instance. So with more on that conversation and discussion, we turn to radio host Steve Scott. He has military analyst Mike Lyons, who also happens to be a West Point alum. They discuss the significance of this speech.
Did it sound like the president was defending his military foreign policy in the speech?
He was both defending it and he was also changing it. I think he's really going to put a close now to two wars, Iraq and Afghanistan. And for the first time, he tells cadets that they likely won't see combat duty there. You go back to George W. Bush in 2002, who warned cadets that they likely will see combat duty. So he's definitely turned the page now with regard to his feeling of use of the military and how he wants to use other means of, let's say, soft power in order for the U.S. to get its message across.
It did seem that the message was the U.S. must still lead but show restraint militarily.
He's very concerned about creating more enemies on the battlefield. If you take one off here, you'll create another one in another location. He mentioned some different places where that could possibly be true, in Syria and Libya. He even mentioned the Nigerian girls and how that would be a way that the U.S. can use its soft power and not just military force to go in and try to possibly make some kind of rescue operation work.
Mike, there are some who say they're worried about America looking weak militarily on the world stage. Do you share in that concern?
I don't share that concern because anybody that would get involved with us conventionally, it would be no match. And I think the last wars with Iraq, Desert Storm and Operation Iraqi Freedom has proven from a conventional perspective, if you deal with the United States military, Air Force, the ground forces, our Navy, it would be no match. And the only one that works any effectiveness towards us is these terrorist organizations that kind of slice us in a thousand cuts. And I think that's what we've got to be concerned about, which is why he said the terrorists are still still our number one greatest threat right now to the country.
Mike, I wonder, not a coincidence that the president's remarks followed by just one day's announcement of the big troop drawdown in Afghanistan?
I think they're both linked. I think that he wants to probably shift the talk away from some other things that that are affecting the military right now, the VA challenge he's got there. But he links them both together because he basically closes down Afghanistan now with a plan that the military clearly signed up for, and then he tells these cadets they're going to have to be different kinds of soldiers, likely more diplomatic, and it won't be assured that they'll actually use what they've learned to go to war.
As a career soldier and a West Point grad, how did the president's remarks resonate with you?
You know, I've seen a shift over the years now, again, from the kind of the warrior ethos and how that's very important, and now the shift now more towards this this diplomatic way. This military's got to be very strong, but there's got to be other solutions and other ways and coalitions, for example, that have to work. That skill set's got to be expanded. It's a clear shift in strategy, and you know, the question is, when you sign up for the military, you got to know what you're signing up for these days. It's not necessarily going to be for a combat mission, so to speak. It's going to be likely more or less in support of somebody else doing something.
The president's West Point speech being analyzed, it happens a lot. Analysis paralysis, some people call it. It makes for good fodder, good conversation, good interviews always do, and they're part of the feature here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we review number 10, sports talk radio, number 9, the election primaries this week, etc. Russian aggression is number 8, Memorial Day, and that Marine being held in Mexico, number 7. And so we'll get to number 5, 4, 3, and move ourselves along here on the count.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only 1
$179. Two cases for only $355. Or get three cases for only $515. And all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome back, by the way. I'm Doug Steffen, second half hour of this hour's review of the top 10 topics, quoting the research done at Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio. Check out some of the interesting programming that's there, not including this one, because at Talkers Radio, they do a lot of different things that you don't hear on conventional radio stations. The number five item this week, back to, or continuing, shall we say, the discussion of climate change, global warming, the weather in general. Here's host Tom Rose with Chris Horner from the Competitive Enterprise Institute. They talk about the millions of dollars the government is spending so that Columbia University can send out voicemail messages about climate change.
Now we know why we can't afford to spend $429 for colonoscopies for our vets. That's because we're busy spending $5.8 million to give to Columbia University so they can come up with phony voicemails about climate change.
Well, we don't know they're phony, but...
You're right, because they're projected out in the future. So the guy that is going to be late home for dinner because he's facing a 100-foot wall of the Atlantic Ocean coming down the turnpike, that could happen.
Because, for example, when they keep saying, well, these things are just around the corner, whatever it is, commercially viable wind power and solar power and so on without being welfare cases, I always point out, so are anti-gravity boots and time travel, to which someone responds, well, now, don't be naive. If time travel were achieved, those people would be here right now. So, this throws a wrench into that analysis. It might be a little deeper this before your second cup of coffee, but I don't know these are fake except for the source. And given that these people have been caught faking everything, I'm going to assume this isn't real time travel. This shows us fairly well another example of what these people view as.
Have you heard any of these? They are hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, just for the comedic value, it's almost worth it.
Well, it is, but it also keeps other things in perspective. For example, this is what they view as a productive use of taxpayer money. These are the same. This is the Solyndra of university grants. Okay,
right.
This is what they believe is a productive use of our money, and what they'll do in the future, in this horrible future, about it. You go through it, and it is just.
Here, let's
with Soylent Green as people.
Right,
it gets worse from there.
We got one here. Let's see what this one is. These are the fake climate change voicemails from Columbia.
Hey, Mom, I'm on top of Diamond Head right now, and there was an 8.6 magnitude earthquake about 2 hours ago, and there's a tsunami warning going on. Everyone is getting up as high as they can to avoid the wave, and we're all pretty scared. If this tsunami doesn't get us, the heat might. It's like 115 degrees right now, and it's going up. Well, I was just calling to say I love you, and I miss you. It might be the last time you hear my voice. Bye.
Well, we could... Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but we could only be so lucky that it would be the last time we hear that guy's voice.
Right. Look, the rationality of their pitches decreases with the popularity of their demands or their schemes. The more they talk, the more time they have to show what rational people they are or aren't, the better off we are.
Number four this week on our talk radio review, the focus on the Edward Snowden NBC television interview with Brian Williams. Here's talk host Dave Lee reviewing some of what Mr. Snowden had to say in that interview, which has been airing pretty much all week on NBC Nightly News.
NBC News aired an hour-long interview with Edward Snowden. And it's the first that he's done, apparently, in this country. He described himself as a patriot and a defender of the Constitution. And he questioned the statements from the U.S. government of the harm he's done, asking why we haven't heard of anyone being hurt because of his revelations.
I think it's important to remember that people don't set their lives on fire. They don't say goodbye to their families, actually pack up without saying goodbye to their families. They don't walk away from their extraordinarily comfortable lives. I mean, I made a lot of money for a guy with no high school diploma, and burn down everything they love for no reason.
He denied that he took 1.7 million documents, the number stated by the U.S., but didn't give a number of how many he took. And he didn't deny that he took military documents as well, not just information about domestic surveillance. Snowden also claimed that he went through the proper channels to express his concerns before he decided to take the documents, but says he was warned off, even though many of those he went to agreed that what he had to say was concerning, saying he was told that he'd be destroyed. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, struck back at Snowden's contention that he was in Russia because of the U.S. government.
What he's done is hurt his country. What he's done is expose for terrorists a lot of mechanisms which now affect operational security of those terrorists and make it harder for the United States to break up plots, harder to protect our nation. If this man is a patriot, he should stay in the United States and make his case. Patriots don't go to Russia. They don't seek asylum in Cuba. They don't seek asylum in Venezuela. They fight their cause here.
Snowden denied any relationship with the Russian government and denied that he had gotten any information from him, saying he would destroy everything he had before going to Russia. Beyond not physically having them, he also said there was no way he could access them by computer and had no control of them. Questioned about why he was in Russia, Snowden said he wasn't where he'd wanted to be, and he blamed the government.
I personally am surprised that I ended up here. The reality is I never intended to end up in Russia. I had a flight booked to Cuba, onwards to Latin America, and I was stopped because the United States government decided to revoke my passport and trap me in Moscow airport. So when people ask, why are you in Russia? I say, please. Ask the State Department.
Number three. Mr. Snowden sounds a little smug there. By the way, the poll that we conducted this week at DougStefan.com asks whether your opinion of him has changed if you saw or listened to any of the interview. 39% of you who voted at DougStefan.com said, no, I still think he's a villain. 29% of you responded, I'll go back and forth on him for a while. That is, I haven't made up my mind what I think of Snowden. 18% said, yeah, he's a hero. 8% said, no, I think he's a hero. And 5% said, yes, he's a villain. All right, opinions changing. Yes, no, you had an opinion before he was a hero. You had an opinion before he was a villain. You stuck to it or you didn't. Results of the poll, daily polls, on the issues of the day at DougStefan.com. All right, on to number three, the state of the United States economy. Here is a discussion from our affiliate KQEN in Roseburg, Oregon. Host Brian Prowitz talked to economist Dr. Elliot Eisenberg about the revision on the GDP numbers. And I will give you this much of a hint. They didn't go up. So what does this all mean?
I believe there may have been a revision, or maybe it's coming later, to first quarter GDP.
There was a revision, and it became a negative, and this was not surprising. The quarterly number, when annualized, turned out to be negative 0.06 or 0.8, so roughly 1 of 2 tenths of a point of negative GDP in Q1, primarily attributable to crummy weather and slightly attributable to inventory declines, because inventories were built up massively in Q3 and Q4, which led to a very high GDP in Q3, slower in Q4 as inventories grew more slowly, and then it grew still more slowly in Q1. Exports were also down a bit because of the timing of Chinese New Year. So bad weather, exports, and inventories, these are all things that are one-off. They're done. But that being said, every single year there seems to be some problem. It was a tsunami one year. It was sequestration another year. This year it's bad weather, giving people reason to pause and say, look, these economists that are telling us things are getting better are probably wrong. And I want to say no. They're not. This really is this sort of one-off thing. The economy really is strengthening. All the other measures of the economy are getting better. Household deleveraging continues. Factorization rates are going higher. This is one-off. The rest of the year will be better, probably closer at 3 or 3.25%.
And, you know, we talked, 8 or 12 weeks ago, and one of the things we mentioned was the impact of the weather. And because we had some historical weather issues, including the day, I want to say it was in January, February, maybe it was later, that Atlanta closed down, and that impacted everything. And it was like since 9/11, the biggest closure of air travel. Obviously, that has a huge impact on getting the goods from point A to B, and really can have a big impact on a lot of folks in retail.
Absolutely. And the best measure of this is the American Trucking Association puts out their ATA Trucking Index. And it was really terrible in that short period of time, and in the Jan-Feb period, because trucks couldn't go on the road. And economists are aware that winter comes. It's up there. Wow, we're surprised. It's cold. It's more a case that it was so cold, places like Atlanta, places like New Orleans, kids didn't go to school. The roads were just impassable for 3 days. And you have a large chunk of the country, 30, 40, 50 million people, not going to work for a couple of days. This is clearly going to have a negative impact. It was above and beyond normal bad weather.
All right. So number three focuses on the economy and why it is the way it is. Believe it or not, comment as you will. 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/good day. Or Twitter at good day. I'm Doug Stefan, moving to number two right after these words here on the countdown.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on Earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Just go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store nearest you. Special financing is available. But hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-223 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows their BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee. It's truly the best of the best. BuzzBox Coffee is a USDA organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown coffee, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Top 1% Arabica grade and more. 10% of future purchases helped by 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh Farm. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound is free.
Number two this week on our talk radio review. Actually, if I were responsible for putting these numbers together, the talk radio topics, this would be my number one issue of the week. I had a conversation on the Good Day program with medical analyst Dr. Richard Amerling. We discussed how the outrageous situation with the Veterans Administration is connected to Obamacare.
Well, it's a model for government-run bureaucratic health care. Bureaucracies all tend to suffer from the same problems. They lack real competition. No one is really watching the bottom line. In fact, their motivation within the bureaucracy is to try to grow their budgets, not shrink them. There are all sorts of gimmicks that are used to try to create outcomes as opposed to really incentivizing those that produce. And you see it playing out in the VA. They had this system in place where they had a mandate to have all patients seen within a certain time period. Well, they couldn't do it, right? They couldn't generate the system to make that happen, so they just fudged the numbers. They created a false waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a problem with bureaucracies. They can't really make things happen, and they just tend to grow and eat up dollars.
Well, but
in
the mentality
sector.
The mentality of this is that even if we all seem to disagree, or most people, 74% don't like Affordable Health Care Act, don't like what it's going to cost, all of the things that are coming into reality, but yet these things keep growing like a virus. And one wonders how, again, the medical profession, why isn't it that everybody who's in the medical profession who finds this to be abhorrent stands up and, as a group, the American Medical Association, for example, or some of these other groups, why in the world are they being so silent about all this?
Well, our organization, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, has been very vocal, but we're a small group. The AMA doesn't really represent physicians, and they are in cahoots with the government.
Mm-hmm.
They make money by providing them coding systems. So they don't speak for physicians. And there is no national organization that really represents physicians, except ours and one or two others, Docs for Patient Care, I should mention. But we're small and underfinanced. So it's a tough battle. I mean, we are fighting this as best we can.
Yeah. So what's the future here? What do you think is going to happen? What's the crystal ball look like for you?
Well, I see a almost inexorable trend towards the increasing control over actual medical practice, and that is going to be done through various payment for performance schemes, performance measurement, things like that. In other words, they're going to try to impose a fairly rigid standard of care. There's this concept that everybody ought to be treated the same.
Yeah.
Well, that's really antithetical to the way I was taught to practice medicine, which
right.
is that everybody's different and they need individualized care.
Up next, as we conclude our countdown with the number one issue of the week, something exciting and new, a discussion of gun control. Number one, next on the countdown.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Awaking to the sounds of blah, 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 the killings at University of California, Santa Barbara, not blah, blah, blah. Maybe what response some of the talk radio folks brought to the table was. Let's get started overviewing our number one issue this week with a captured conversation from our affiliate KQTH in Tucson, where host John Justice talked to a caller about the role the pharmaceutical industry played in last weekend's shooting and perhaps many other shootings that have taken place before.
Good morning, Jim.
My question to you is, I listen to a lot of the radio stations, let's call it the talk radio industry, from
okay.
the top to the bottom.
Okay.
And the one thing I've noticed is missing, I understand why in the mass media this is missing, but no one will address big pharmaceutical companies and their responsibility in this shooting, the shootings prior to that, and prior to that, and prior to that. Are we afraid of the big pharmaceuticals?
Well, what is the pharmaceutical, what is their responsibility or their contribution to these shootings? I mean, people are still deciding to take particular drugs, or family members are deciding to give, you say, children particular drugs. Are you saying the pharmaceutical company is responsible because the majority of these shootings, people are on these drugs or not on drugs? What's your point here?
Well, my point is that the pharmaceutical companies know what the side effects of most of the drugs that are being administered, whether it's for ADD or depression or whatever that are getting the chiller now. They know the side effects. They know that there's withdrawals from these pharmaceuticals. But no one will make the link that all of these young men, basically, that are the participants in these shootings were all either on or had been on.
Do we know that Elliot Roger was on was on particular?
I'm not talking about Elliot Roger.
Well, but that's what we're talking about.
Talking about the ones prior.
Like what? Like who?
Aurora.
Aurora, Colorado. Have we, okay, as it relates to Aurora, Colorado, have we seen the evidence thus far that the drugs that he was on contributed to his behavior in the shooting?
What I'm saying is that my position is, for whatever reason, we don't want to even introduce pharmaceutical giants into the mix of discussion, whether it's you or Limbaugh or Beck or any of them.
No, I'll have the Jim, I'll have the discussion as it relates to pharmaceuticals and if they relate to individuals going out and committing mass shootings once I see evidence that people that were on drugs, those drugs were responsible for them to commit those mass shootings. But so far, I haven't seen the evidence of that. So why am I going to bring in a quasi argument that doesn't necessarily relate to an issue when we don't have any evidence of that? And I'm certainly not going to with Elliot Roger because there's no evidence that he was on any drugs at all and that it had anything to do with his entitlement and narcissistic behavior. So it kind of seems like a non-argument without any facts.
All right, host Brian Suits and T. Ray Elmer talk about whether it's okay to criticize one of the grieving parents from the shooting because of what he is now saying about gun control.
Now, I'm not pointing out anybody who suddenly since Saturday morning can't get enough of national news cameras, but I'm just saying in the aftermath of a horrific event like what happened in Santa Barbara, and maybe you find an inner voice and you start making your speech not about your lost son but about national policy. I mean, what's the bubble? What's the point when I get to push back and say the guy's name and start criticizing what he's saying at a memorial yesterday at Santa Barbara on CNN last night? What do we
His
get,
son was slaughtered on Friday, Brian.
Yeah, so
he
I
gets
mean,
to say anything he wants to.
Till when, though?
When? What is it? When exactly do you get to start criticizing?
No, I guess what I'm saying is, you're right. He gets to say whatever he wants to, but at what point?
What he has gotten out of this is an anti-gun thing, and that's what he's saying. You know, what do we take away from this? That's what he took away from it.
Because like I say, it's sensitivity-wise, at what point do I get to start pointing out the inanity of some of what he's saying and not be insensitive?
Okay, I'll give you 6 weeks. How's that?
6 weeks?
Does that work for you? Why, you want to start tomorrow?
Well, I mean, when someone is using the loss of their child to affect policy, law, that's, to me, this is where I get to say something.
I don't think this is as well thought out as you think it is. I think he's just talking.
I agree with you there. Because, I mean, I know emotionally you want to say something. You want to find a brand. And yesterday he said not one more. He said not one more. And, I mean, if you know someone lost somebody in a car accident, you can say not one more all your life, but by the time you're done saying it the first time, there's a car accident somewhere.
That's it. Talk Radio Review. If you'd like to express your opinion about the top 10 talk topics of the week, the poll is there for your discernment at DougStephan.com.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay Sound and Recording.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. 7-3-6-9-6 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.